Blog Talk Radio.
Woman of God, prophetess of God, I yield the line to you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The devil is alive. God, glory to God. We just go praise God. I just want to praise him because all this week, some things just been going on in my situation and some other people's situation. They were calling me up and they were needed in prayer because they were just caught up in this thing and the devil just think he got the mass of God's people, but he don't. So we just going to praise God through it all. He said, praise us through this situation. Hallelujah. So, Heavenly Father, we come in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who sits on high, who descended in heaven and sent back a Holy Spirit to dwell in us. We just want to praise you right now, God, for this word tonight. Oh, we're going to give you glory for the word that you want to go forth through the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for using me as a vessel. Father, I want to praise and thank you for letting flesh out of me, whatever it is, release it right now, and let the Holy Spirit, thank you for letting the Holy Spirit abide in me to come forth with his word. We love you, Heavenly Father. We honor you. I just pray that everybody on this line is praising him now, to meet you in every situation, to guide you, to meet you, and to praise him and thank him for your healing. Oh, hallelujah, for a physical healing. Thank God right now. Praise his holy name right now for emotional healing, for a spiritual healing, a spiritual healing to come back to him. If you love him right now, just praise him for every situation that you went through this week, for every pray, for every prayer that you ask him, even in your finance, whatever may be going on right now with your husbands and with your children, just praise him, because Satan is a liar. Glory be to God. I just want to give him a praise, God. We love you. We honor you. We glorify you. You are the beat in our heart, Heavenly Father. You are the ground that we walk. You are the air that we breathe. Oh, God, we thank you. We love you, Father. We honor you. We glorify you. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much right now in the name of Jesus. Bless everybody that's on this line on the internet, on the airways, God. That's listening to, getting ready to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say and touch their heart, Father. They would never be the same. And they, God, your word said if we love you, we would keep your commandments. So the word and the title, I would say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, who, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So as I read John 15, I'm going to read all the way to the 29th, verse 29, because what the word of God is saying to his people, and he is talking to the disciples, Jesus is speaking now. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I pray that everybody got their Bibles and piece of paper so they can research this deep, deep word that the Holy Spirit is bringing forth over the airlines, and that they will we will receive it in our hearts and never be the same and beginning to walk into obedience of God. The word of God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. This he may abide with you forever, and the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive, because it neither see him nor know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you. I will come to you a little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live in you. Well, we'll live also at that day. You will know that I am my Father, and you will, and I'm sorry, excuse me, and you in me, and I in you. He who has kept my commandments, has my commandments and kept them. He told the disciples, who had my commandments and kept them. It is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest in myself to him. Wow. I'm going to continue to read it, and then the Holy Spirit is going to speak on what God is saying, because God is making this personal to his people. It says, Judah said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself into us and not to the world? And Jesus after that said to him, he said, anyone loves me, he will keep my Father, will love him, the Word. Come to him and make our we will in him. He who does not love me will keep my Word, and the Word does not hear. It is not mine, but the Father which you see me. These things I have spoken while being present with you, to you, Helper, the Holy Spirit. But the will send in my name, he will send in my name, the Father, all things, and bring to your teaching. You, all things that I said unto you, remember, leave with you. My peace I give, peace I, as the world gives, do I give to you. Not your heart be troubled. Let not be afraid. You have heard me. Let it be am among any way the coming to you. You love me. You would, to you, if you love me. I said, I am going to the Father because Father is greater than I. My, and now I have told and come that when it does not before it to pass to you, may believe. Verse 30, I will no longer talk much with you, for the rules of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. As the Father gave me a commandment, so I do. Let us go from here. Praise the Lord. Now, the Word of God said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And as I was reading these scriptures, and obviously it makes it self-explanatory because Jesus was talking to the disciples. He was talking to the disciples and was preparing disciples to go out. Because the way the verse is going, Jesus is getting them ready for him when he can send it to heaven and letting him know that he's going to send help of the Holy Spirit. But he made it personal, and God made it personal because he said, love me as I love my Father. And the commandments of God, we all know God's commandments to love one another, to help one another. To read this word, so I researched, so I'm going to talk about how he spoke to disciples and how he researched, because Jesus was telling disciples, he was saying that. Jesus encouraged to remain him. Verse 4 and 5, another way to translate this is just so, it's just, to me it was just so personal how God is commanding a love for us. I was, Saturday before last, I was in the presence of the Lord for 3 days, and I began to cry, and so heavy on me was the soul of this world, and I began to pray for him, and I began to pray. It was night, I was getting to pray for everybody that was getting ready for the club, and I was just getting praying to God and crying out for the heaviness of this word and the souls and how the backsliders and the lost sheep is lost out there and how they strayed away from God's love. And as I was sitting there crying with uncontrollable tears, I heard the Lord said, I want the people back into the heart of me. I was crying. I even cried. God said, I'm calling back the love for my people to come back to their first love. And then I began to see a vision of a heart. It was so large. And God is calling, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And we're going to turn over to John, 1 John 5, 2 and 3. And God, just like a commandment is something that must happen. Commanded is just a rule. If we get hired on a job and we go into the interview and we begin to interact with the person that's running the interview, and then once they say, well, congratulations, you got the job, the rules come with that job. The rules come as a commandment. If you don't obey these commandments, they give you write-up. The same thing God is saying to us. If we don't obey these commandments, the love of God, the word, the commandments of he wants us to command, and the two greatest of commandments, we're going to talk about it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Satan, you are a liar in the name of Jesus. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Whew. Satan, you is a liar. You will get off these prayer lines right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we're going to John. I don't know why I'm scribbling with these pages, but God is good, and I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word right now. Father, we thank you that we will get back on the track of this word in Jesus' name, 1 John 5:2-3. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Why am I? I just had this page. I don't understand why this is happening right now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise me. Just pray for me right now. Just pray right now as y'all hear me going through this prayer. Just reach out and pray in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:2-3 say, whosoever, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep his commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandment means are not burdened, for whatever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is in he who overcome the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And that's what he's saying. God said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. John first is talking about believers, the believers. The believers is those who believe in God and believe in his word and do his word. We are leaders for these blessed people. We are leaders of God. If God was talking to the disciples and getting them ready, to get them ready to go out, to do his commandment, and to walk in love, to walk in love and to believe in his Father, and to keep the commandments of God. And we're going to go to Romans 5, and we're going to talk about what God, I got different scriptures. It said, if you love your neighbors, Romans 13:8, oh God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for this word today, Lord. But somehow, some way, Satan don't want this love to go across. God is calling by the first love, and Satan is trying to rebuke this thing, but y'all just pray for me. Pray, because I'm feeling something kind of different. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I come that you will take over by the power of the blood of Jesus. Right now, Heavenly Father, I need you to step in with this word, with the word that you want to get across, because you want your people back to you, back loving you, to do your will. Heavenly Father, I need you to step in right now in the name of Jesus, God, because this word got to come forth, because the word of God said in Romans 13:13, I'm going to read from 13:8, owe no one anything except the love of one another. For he who love another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments you shall not commit. This is what God is talking about with his commandments. I'm reading because it's self-explanatory and it's talking to God's people. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. For the commandments is you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. If there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this, saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to one another. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, you heard the commandment. And as I was reading and I was talking to God and I was praising to God and I was just saying, God, when he showed me he wanted his people back into the heart of him, and he was showing me how we have to love our neighbor. Our neighbor could be anywhere. Our neighbor could be across the street. Our neighbor could be on the other town. Our neighbor could be on the other side, west side, north side, east side. He said, love as I love. He said, love does not harm. Love is peace. Love is kind. Love is fulfilling. Love is the law is fulfilling in the word. God said, how we can get and abide in the love of God to keep his commandments. Just like we tell our husband, and my husband said, if you love me, you would keep, if you say, husband, if you love me, you wouldn't hurt me. Children, if you love me, you would obey me. Same thing God is asking about. Because if we are out of the will of God, if we are out of the will of God, what do that do? We wrapped up into something wrong, something ain't right. We begin to speak in our flesh to our neighbor. We begin to hurt them. We begin not to help them. We begin not to love them. As our husband hurt us, we begin to call, same thing God want us to do. If you love me, you and I'm constantly saying this word because God said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Just as well as we talk to our best friend. If you love me, you wouldn't have did this to me. And God want us to love our neighbor. I want to go to love is fulfillment. Love is long patience. Love is suffering. Love is peace. Love is kindness. And God has the two greatest commandments. Two greatest commandments. And the Lord saying to us in Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Heavenly. Thank, I don't know why I keep praising him. I don't know what it is that I can't get through to this thing. It's like, I don't know what I'm feeling. Y'all just pray for me because right now I think we just got to praise him because every time I'm trying to go forth with this word, I can feel praise in my belly, a breakthrough in my belly. I'm just keep praising him. There's something just going on in the spirit realm. There's something going on, and I just say praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to praise you, Heavenly Father. Just whatever is trying to go on, because all this week, my son, he was getting attacked. People were just calling me, getting attacked, and I'm praying, and I was just praying for his children. And all I heard the Lord is say, praise him. Praise him. Just praise me. Just praise him. Just praise him. Whatever you ask of God for, just praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel a praise in my belly. Just praise him. Glory be to God. Just be on one accord. Just start praising him. Start praising him for whatever you was praying for, whatever your child is going through. Somebody is going through something. And God said, just praise him. He said, because when praises go up, blessings coming down. God said, just pray. Just walk in his way. Just walk in God's way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're worthy. Oh, God, we're worthy to be praised. We love you, Lord. Oh, Father, we promise in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to get through this word that it can touch somebody's heart to love you and to keep your to keep your commandments, and we know what the commandment is. It's to love our neighbors. It's to love each other. It's to help each other out, God. It's to stay in your word. It's to come to you, just abide in your way, abide in you, oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Just praising you. Oh, God, we pray for Ella. We praising you for the whole world, God. We praying you for healing of our land. We praying for you that somebody trying to commit suicide in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to bind it to the angel to him right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for turning the situation around right now, Father. We praise you, Lord, for somebody's ministry right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we just want to walk in this way with you, Lord Jesus. We just want to, Father, bless the people over the world, over the nation. Hallelujah. God, Jesus, love you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the great I am, shut that in your ghost. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, shall y'all just praise him, praise him, praise him, because I can't get through this word. I can do it still a praise in my belly. Oh, praise him like never before. Oh, say you as a light, the Lord rebuke you off a family member. Lord rebuke you off of my child, off of my daughter, in the name of Jesus. Off our children, off our ministry, off our homes. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory, glory, glory. Just start praising him in your living room right now. God said he's calling for a praise. Just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. I don't know what's going on, but all I can do is praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you. We honor you, Father. You are our protector. You are our provider. Oh, God, we need you right now. Whatever's going on right now, Heavenly Father, we ask you to intercede, to let the Holy Spirit intercede right now, God. We need it right now, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, shit, y'all just praise him for whatever y'all want him to do. Praise him right now in the midst of this storm, in the midst of this situation. Just praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him for your healing, because somebody's going to get healed right now. Somebody's going to get healed in the name of Jesus. Just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just praise him. Glory. Praise for a financial situation right now. Somebody is going through a financial situation. God says, praise them right now. Praise them, praise them. Praise them for whatever you've been praying for, whatever you've been going through, whatever, if it's your marriage, if it's your children, if it's your ministry, whatever it is. Because Satan is trying to kick in. Satan has been doing it all week. It's something powerful. God is getting ready to open up the heavens right now, overcome. The windows of heaven is opening up right now in the name of Jesus. The cup is going to be running over. God is calling for a praise. He says, let's praise him. Praise him over the Eliab right now in the name of Jesus. Satan didn't want his praise to go on. I was trying to get in the word, and I promise the Spirit just praise me, praise me, praise me. Tear down every stronghold. Thank you. Praise him. Imagination, just praise him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, Satan can't do nothing unless he asks God, and God sees him. He said, just praise him, because Satan can't take praises. Praises, hallelujah. Shut up for your God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Just give him some praises. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what I had to tell my son. I said, just praise him, praise him. He said, Mama, he was trying to attack me all week. I said, God said, just praise him. If something going on, and God just say, praise him. Hallelujah, thank you. Glory be to God. Y'all just praise him. Get on y'all knees and call him out. Ask him for whatever you need, because he said, I know your need. Just praise me for it. And I can see a miracle happen to somebody this week. I said, I can see praise report. Oh, shit, it is go say. Thank you, Jesus. God, we praising you. We honor you. We give you the glory, God, because you're the only one. You are the valley. We can come to you. You are successful. You are everything, God. We are praise and thank you in the name of Jesus that you would just meet every need on this life, even if a ministry going forth right now. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to bless those that's walking right with you, Lord. Those that speak in your face right now, Heavenly Father. Those that speak your word, because you said if we speak digitally, Lord, you would, Father, you would add these things on us and all of your righteousness, that they could just walk into the heart of you. Just come back to your first love. He's just bringing the backsliders, the lost sheep, in the name of Jesus, wherever they at. Father, we pray and we thank you for their deliverance right now. We pray and thank you for a breakthrough in everything that we ask, God, because we trust in you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I just pray that everybody is praying in agreement with power connection, power of this world to be here, because God is getting ready to release something like never before in the name of Jesus. I said the same, don't want it to happen. Say, but we got to just tear down the kingdom, tear down his camp, tear him down that kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, whatever it may be, we touch every child right now, Lord. Anybody that's thinking about that they can't make it and they're ready to give up, God, we thank you for sending the angels towards them right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. All day long when I woke up this morning, God just told me to praise him. Praise him. So whatever y'all want, y'all better praise him right now. And somebody going to be healed. Somebody going to have a miracle. Somebody going to receive a check. Something going on in the spirit realm. I just got to be obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, yes, we love you. Yes, we need you. Yes, we will walk in this world. Yes, we will surrender all. Yes, we will repent, God. Whatever somebody in need, y'all better walk with him, because he's about to release something. He's lining us up as the Abraham blessing. Obedience to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for healing that person. Healing out for the I hope they didn't give up when it was all kind of situations going through with through the phone and everything. But God, I pray anybody listen, they just praise you. They know their situation. They know what they've been asking you for. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for healing the land, God, right now. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, thank you. Just praise him. I dare y'all to praise him for whatever y'all want. I dare y'all to feel the sensation of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you didn't do this week, release it to him right now that he can refill you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. It's up above bullshit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for over this Elab right now, God. We pray that somebody need a praise right now, God. That somebody needs to be empty out right now. They don't know how they feel. They don't know what to do, Heavenly Father. And you just say, come to me. Come to me. I will give you rest. I will lift the burden up off of you right now. All you got to do is surrender. All you got to do is repent. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Father, thank you, Jesus. Our Lord said, if you abide in me, and I will abide in you, and abide me, remain to stay, to research you, to get knowledge, to follow me everywhere I go, to pick up the cross, to study me. In the name of Jesus, it's a remain. It's a position. When you abide in something, that means you close in it. You depend on it. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. You say you are the vine, and we are the branch, God. You said there's no success. I don't know, Heavenly Father, but you know who in need of a praise report. A praise to break everything, Father, deliverance, and whatever may be going on, Lord Jesus. And I'm just thinking, I pray that we all on one accord just praise him. Praise him. He just want to praise. He just want to praise right now. And we thank you, Lord. When God said we praise him when good things happen, he want to praise. He want us to praise him through situations right now, because he's still that same God of what he did for us then, he would do it for us now. It's an attack on God's people. I'm hearing the Lord say this attack. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. I'm sure somebody done been through and don't even understand why it was happening. And my son said, Mama, why is this happening to me? And I said, God said he's calling for a praise. And then somebody else called me on the phone, and they beginning to tell me their story, how they feeling sad, how they being attacked. And I said, God said, just praise him, praise him, praise him. I said, little ghost, y'all praise him, praise him. Say the little ghost, he said the little ghost, hallelujah, bullshit, tear down. Tear down the devil cap right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Father. Touch their hearts and touch their souls, Father. Whatever situation that they're in right now, whatever's making them sad, whatever he's the devil trying to do to keep their focus off of you, God, we rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus. I shall tear the kingdom, the devil kingdom down. God has raised, he's raising up a banner right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 I said breakthrough. A breakthrough, Lord. Breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for a breakthrough in that child. That child is going through something. Somebody's family child is going through something right now. But God said, I'm healing the man in the name of Jesus. How shall it go? Shall that sickness will not remain in you in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we trust you. We honor you. We love you, Father. We love you, God. Thank you, Lord. You will not have this ministry. You would not have the airwaves. You would not have this. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Ain't nothing you could do, because God is powerful. Powerful. Say you have no power to tear them, because we're praising him. We love him. We honor, we glorify him. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. I pray that somebody is feeling the Holy Spirit just indwelling in them. Just cry it out. Cry it out. He said, just cry it out. I said that he will wipe your tears in the name of Jesus. I said it, your ghost. Say, hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise you, God. I honor you, Father, and I thank you so much. Oh, God, you deserve the praise. We nothing without you. We need you right today, Jesus. We need you to heal the land right now by the power of the blood of Jesus. God, we need you in every given situation. We need you right now to protect our children. Oh, should it be your ghost? Father, the school is getting ready to open back up in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we Father, I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Glory, glory, hallelujah, because your word said anything that we ask, that we believe in, Jesus, that is done, that we plead the blood out of every school, that the hospital in your heart that's about to be open, Lord, that they would not have accident death in this season, Father. Oh, God, that we plead the blood for every step, Lord. I even pray, Heavenly Father, that I can get a group to just go around schools and begin to pray. Father, we tear it down. We tear it down. The kingdom of hell, they would not prevail around our children in our school, in our lives, in our families, in our ministry. Oh, Hashemiyokoshaha, in the name of Jesus, y'all better praise him. God calling out a praise. Hashemiyok, God, we praise in you right now. God, you stand and praise and throw up blessings, come down. We honor you. We love you, Lord. Yes, we want to keep your commandments. Yes, we love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Father. We love you. We love you, God, to the end, Father. We trust that you are going in every place right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that in needing you with peace, peace surpassing our own understanding. Peace that we keep our mind on you, Lord, through these times of trouble, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for bringing the loved one, Father. Thank you for those that on the streets right now. We thank you for their deliverance and their breakthrough, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We're walking into another season. We're walking into another season, God. We're and God said, praise him for the September of the harvest. How should I hear the word harvest? In the name of Jesus. Oh, should it go that have sown seeds for long and did long suffering? God said, I'm getting ready to bless them. I'm finna hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That patience for him. They kept walking in him, kept believing and faith in him. Whatever you've been asking for, God said he's getting ready to release it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All I keep hearing another season. I keep hearing another season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, Heavenly Father. God, I love you so much, God, whatever it may be. Only you know, God. Only you know, but we thank you. We thank you for the victory across this airway. We thank you for the victory in somebody's healing. We thank you for a victory in their breakthrough. We thank you for a victory for a deliverance right now, God, for victory in their finances. Hallelujah. Victory in their children, Lord. Victory in marriages and coming back together again. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you. We honor you, God. We just want to be obedient. We just want to praise you. Oh, God, I pray everybody is on their knees because they're going to have a breakthrough. They're going to see a miracle. In the name of Jesus, miracle on their job, miracle in their children, whatever it may be, in the name of Jesus. Because God opened up doors that man is not going to be able to open right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 hallelujah. I dare y'all to pray for something y'all been asking for. Just give him thanks. Just thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him because he deserves it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We love you. We thank you. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for dwelling in us, Holy Spirit, directing us all in ourselves. Oh, we love you. Oh, God, there's nobody like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just praise him, praise him, praise him. I know somebody's feeling it right now. Praise him. I know the Holy Spirit is aware. I know they shout. I can just see somebody shouting. Just praise him, praise him, praise him. Surrender yourself to him. Surrender. Tell him that you love him. Tell him, yes, I love you, Lord. Yes, I will keep your commandments. Yes, God. Yes, yes, I will keep being your word. Yes, yes, Lord. I will surrender. I will walk as Jesus walked in the name of Jesus. How could you want that child to come home? You want that healing of the mind of your child in the name of Jesus. It's nothing too hard for God. And we thank you, Lord, for making the impossible possible. We thank you right now, Father, for raising up like never before in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for raising some disciples that's going to go forth, Lord, that's going to take it into the streets and bring in the lost sheep and the backsliders of God. Father, just set the kingdom. Just set the kingdom. Just set the captive free, Lord. Whatever it is that you have enough to praise you for, God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise them. Praise them. Praise them. Just praise them. Praise them. I don't care where you at, in your house, in your bed. He said, praise me. Just praise them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the healing of this land, Lord. We thank you, Father, that our youth is raising up for such a time like this. And I just heard the Lord say, I'm putting my spirit upon the youth. And other youth that he done got set aside for such a time like this. I can just see the Lord working through some youth, through some spiritual youth. The school system going to change. Oh, God, I can see guns be turned in. I can see the killing of this land. It's being healed as we speak. God, we praise you and we thank you for it. We're going to walk in our season of plenty. God, we get ready to walk, and you got to be lined up to receive this blessing. You got to get cleaned up for it. You got to make a sacrifice for it. I'm telling you right now, you better do it in the name of Jesus. He's given us plenty right now. Because the promise of Abraham, the descendant of Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am. He's turning things around for us. But we got to be able to receive what God is doing at such a time like this. Just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Just praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for whatever it may be, we thank you for the plenty. We thank you for the blessings of Abraham upon our life right now, God. Just make that sacrifice for him. He's just calling in these people. He's setting us aside right now. And as I was in that prayer with God, and he was just showing me, he said, if my people would just get in the heart of me, if they would just come back to me. Thank you, Jesus. I dare y'all to love him for real. I dare y'all to walk like Jesus. I dare y'all to surrender it all to him. Hold on to to be obedient to his word, to be obedient to his way. To stop that sinning, to stop that fornication, to stop that murdering, to stop that lie, to stop serving other God, stop using his name in vain, in the name of Jesus. God is personal, saying, if you love me, if you love me, if do you really love him, do you really love the Lord, I said you would keep his commandments in the name of Jesus. You begin to teach your children. You begin to put up notes on the children on the walls and teach them as the Israel, as they had to walk in the name of Jesus. And the children of the parents of the Israel children, they see what all that Jesus did in the name of Jesus. God would open up a Red Sea for you in the name. All he wants you to do is be right to receive it. And how to be right to receive is to get into his word, to be love, to be kind. Treat others as you want to be treated in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just do his commandments. I know everybody on this line, they know who you are. They believe in you. How should y'all believe it? Because if you did, you wouldn't be on this line. God could just praise them. Praise them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, just praise him. Praise him. Praise him like never before. Praise that attack off of you. Praise him, because the only way that things can happen, Satan has to go to God to get permission. So God said, praise him, because he's not going to put no more than we can bear. Hallelujah. Praise him. God just said, just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Just praise him. How should it go? I can just pray. Just dance. Just dance like David danced. There's something happening in the spirit realm. And the vocal shot. There's something happening in the spirit realm. Thank you, Jesus. God, I'm a Rosha. Tear it down, God. Whatever you want us to do for you, God. Whatever we want to keep you smiling, God. Whatever it is, Lord. Give it to Babokosha. Either to your ghost. Say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we pray for everyone. Everyone that's walking in the street tonight, Lord Jesus. Those that's going into the crack house, Lord. Father, stop them in their tracks. That's a lost sheep that belongs to you, that you have put in the book of the life of the hell right now, God. We ask you to turn it around, God. Turn it around in the name of Jesus. Our alcoholic, a drug dealer, that's in a game, a person that's in the game in the prison. God, we send the angels forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, shall it go, shall God remember the love of all, shall it get it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. We pray and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for interceding for us. In the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But anything that you want him to do for you, right now, praise him. Praise him. He's calling a praise, a praise, a praise, a praise, praise, glory, glory. Glory, God. Glory, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God said, make it personal. Make it personal. And he made it personal. He said, make it personal. He already knows the heart. He already knows you to see. He said, make it personal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God is getting ready to do something like never before, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise him. In the name of Jesus. Glory, God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Break it right now, God. Whatever it may be, Lord, we are on one accord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God said make it personal to him. He said he's going to live hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He did the Oshelegi Shalama Shobo Sihia. Hababioko Sidi again. He did Yoko Sidi Amasarioko. God, hallelujah, Jesus. God, only you know, Lord Jesus. You already know what they're going through, Lord. You already know what they done asked you for, God. You already know, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you that you done met every need, God. Hallelujah. You done tore down the stronghold. You done healed over this land, God, Jesus. How about be on anybody else that's not on it, God? Hallelujah, you a God that you do not sleep, you do not slumber, you watch every day. How about be on Father, do it. Bring them back in, Lord Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we honor you. We glorify you. Everything right now, God, in this hour, we speak with you, praising you. Father, we pray that every yoke was broken right now, because the anointed do break the yoke, Heavenly Father. We pray that somebody was healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. God, I don't even want to pray. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Father, that you have made the mountain low that they can see clearly, Lord. We want to thank you, Father. We want to thank you for that. Whatever was need of that person, Father, this child that wanted to commit suicide, we thank you for sending an angel, God, to rescue her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. We got power connected on this land, and we pray to walk in together and broke it down and tear it down. Every imagination that exalt itself against the word of God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now that they came to us, surrendered and repented all to you, Lord, that they want to walk with you. They want to talk like you. They want to walk like you because you are the life. tonight. Father, you are the truth and you are the way. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We need you right now to heal the land. Yes, God, we love you, Jesus, Jesus. We need that your people would come together and humble themselves, God, as one in the name of Jesus. God, we need it that they would pray and they would turn away from their wicked ways, God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we on the line right now praising you for the healing of our children, because we know they're getting ready to go back to school, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your angels out, Father, from every fourth corner of this earth in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the peace of mind right now, Father. The peace, the peace. The peace of passing our understanding, Lord. We thank you for the peace right now, the peace in their heart, the peace in their home, the peace, God, the peace of love, the peace of God, the peace of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hashadiyah, God, that he had turned around from the good, but the devil meant for evil. He done turned it around right now. He said it has been done in the name of Jesus. He is done in the name. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise him. I dare y'all to just praise him, praise him, praise him. Even when the line open, just praise him. Just praise him, praise him, praise him. How should it go, Shaha? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, we love you. We honor you, God. We thank you for making the crooked way straight and the rough way smooth. We thank you for doing it right now, God. We thank you for opening up that Red Sea right now, Father. I said that the enemy is drowning, the Pharaoh is drowning right now, that he cannot touch us in no kind of situation. Oh, God, that we got to be your Shaha, the glory of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We glorify you, because you're the only one to do it. We trust you with all our mind, body, and soul, because that's what your word tells us to do, to trust you with all our mind, with all our body, with all our soul, with all our strength. Oh, God, we're ready to do whatever you want us to do, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, for such a time like this. And if you want to receive the blessing of God, just repent and just walk in his way. Just study his word. Just seek knowledge of God. Just get to know him, to build that relationship up with him. Praise him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Because he already said he know what we in need of. He know what we pray for. So he just want us to praise him in the spirit realm. Something is going on in the spirit realm. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, Dana, praise him. I just give it back to you in Jesus' name. I'm not going to apologize for something that the Holy Spirit, I just couldn't get the notes. I had my sermon just written, and all of a sudden, it was just, Holy Spirit just said, praise me. Just tell me, I just need y'all to praise right now. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I pray and I believe somebody had a breakthrough. I pray that nobody gave up because of the destruction of situation over the line. I pray because God is calling a praise like never before. And in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Evangelist, I give it back to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Prophet Pam, you do not have to apologize. God did a shifting. Yeah, they don't want to see you.
Yeah.
Planned to teach on one thing, but God knew what needed to go forth tonight.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Jesus.
So I just thank you for your obedience. Say, Kato, don't go see ya.
Thank
and
you.
What
Jesus.
He's telling you to do, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
So the praises
thank
go
you.
Up, blessings go down,
yes.
Come down. For the spirit of heaviness, the Lord say, put on a garment of praise, the
yes.
praise to you.
Hallelujah.
The enemy,
yes.
Glory be to God. And you see how I had trouble with my phone. I had trouble with the internet, so I couldn't come on. Glory be to
yeah.
God. But when I was able to come on, it ain't shot time. I don't want to see you. It was
yeah.
a delay. But my mom said, can it be shot time?
Hallelujah.
God telling somebody it may be a delay. But my mom, so call
yeah.
it shot time. But that
I
promise that he made you still going to come to pass.
Yeah.
So just continue. to praise him.
Hallelujah.
It's glorified by the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today.
Christ is your precious Lord and Savior. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you, where you've been through, no matter where you at.
Yes.
If he's been nugging on your heart, pulling on your heart, now it's time you to yield to him. So just repeat after me, Father, I know that I have sin coming to my heart, and forgive me, live in me, help me. Glory, that's all you have to do. The word of God say, confess with your mouth. If you said that prayer, I welcome you into the body of Christ. We give a shout out for you. Praise him. Glory be to God. The angels are rejoicing.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are rejoicing because that's what this is all about. It's about bringing people into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Giving them the good news of the gospel of peace. Glory to God. So we just magnify you, glorify you, God. In the name of Jesus, you can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.org. Look up information on the website. Glory be to God. That's our website. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. www.kingdombuildersplaza@yahoo.com. That's our email address. If you accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior, we would love to send you a Bible or audio Bible. Let us know. Send your prayers in. We would love to continue to stand in the faith fight with you. Glory be to God. In August the 24th and 25th, Kingdom Builders International is having a prophetic intercessor conference in the Detroit, Michigan area. You can also go on the website to get information on that. If you'd like to donate, you can also donate on the website. Glory be to God, and keep us up in your prayers. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. If there's anyone else on the line that would like to come forth, you may come forth at this time. Somebody has a baby in the background. Can you please mute your phone? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I just cover the woman of God in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. I band up backlash and retaliation that the enemy may try to sin against the woman of God. I thank you that no weapon formed against Prophet Pam shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to supply every need for the woman of God in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for taking her higher and higher in you, Lord God, from glory to glory, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us even more wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for the woman of God. Thank you for her faithfulness, Lord God. I cover her in the blood of Jesus. And I won't see you. I thank you for your warring angels, Lord God, that is warfare on her behalf in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen, and thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we
thank
just got to continue
to praise
him. And
praise
yes,
him.
God will do a shifting. You better be prepared to do one thing, but God said, no, this is what's needed.
Yes.
My
needed.
People
needed
need a breakthrough on this land. This is what's needed. So I just thank God again for the Providence Path for being tapped in, that she's able to shift when the Holy Spirit shifts. And I'm going to see you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And I don't know why this just came in my spirit, because we go to church on Sundays. Most church have an agenda, but sometimes God want to shift it. He want to do something different. We have to be tuned in into the spirit of God, not tuned into a program. Man, I don't see you.
Hallelujah. And the God is just praise him for the rest of this week. I dare y'all to praise him for 7 days, because I heard the Lord said Satan's trying to attack his people. He just praise him. I praise him for praise him. Praise him. Those God is bringing in the lost
seat. God is bringing in the backslider. They don't want it to happen. He's trying to do his own thing, but he don't have power. Y'all, please, in the name of Jesus, just praise him. Just get in his word. Just praise him. And I know that it's true, because God is a man that he shall lack. If everybody was just getting attacked, attacked, even me, but I rebuked it, because people were calling me, and they were helping me make it through while I was encouraging him and praying the praise. All I kept talking about this week, the praise him. Praise him. God said he's calling a praise.
Glory, Jesus.
In Jesus. So let's praise, continue to praise him. We said, thank him. Thank you. Whatever the situation you're going through, thank him. Thank him. Like I told my son, I said, didn't nothing drastically happen in your life while you was going through? God was telling you he had you in the midst of that storm. I said, you got a job to go to. You were still able to get your money. You was in that favor for getting your car. I mean, it was just crazy. But then he said, I said, no. God, praise God through that situation. Praise your marriage back together. Praise your children back to obedience. Praise him. I dare y'all to praise him. I dare y'all to give him a real, old-fashioned, right-down heart praise him. He doesn't just get ready to take place. He's getting ready to release his church. He's going to walk his people in their season. He's going to raise our ministries like never before. Praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray for everybody to have a blessed week. Peace with Jesus.
And glory Jesus. To God. Glory Hallelujah. To God. Glory Hallelujah. To God. Glory Hallelujah. To God. Well, again, we just thank God for everyone that has called in. To all our internet listeners and Poptist Pam, we'll be back on Saturday at 7 p.m. Sunday, that we'll see you. Glory be to God. And I thank you, woman of God, again, for your faithfulness and being tapped in to the spirit. Glory be to God. And everyone, again, I thank you for calling in, and you all continue to have a blessed evening.
In Jesus. All I have is lifted high in so long praise. When the praises go up in the house of the Lord, blessings come down. When the praises go up, blessings come down. When the praises go up, blessings come down, the praises go up, the blessings of the Lord. So you guys have to come right. I'm saying the blessing of the Lord. Come on, you come in. When the praises go up, blessings come down, praises go up. When the praises, oh, when the praises go up, blessings of the Lord. In total praise, oh, and I have lifted high. to be all that I could ever dream or hope or plan or scheme. All that I am or ever hope to be, all that I am, I give it to thee. All that I ever could hope or plan or dream or scheme, all of me, why not take all of me? Why not take all of me? Why not take all of me? Why not take my heart, Lord? Take my mind, Lord. Take my body, Lord. Why not take all of me? Why not take all? Why not?
Yeah,